Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I'm happy to be with you today. My name is Mike Harrison. I want to thank you for joining us. I have a guest on today's show, and this guest has been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited since 2017. He absolutely did not waste any time getting his investment portfolio working for him. And he has owned single-family homes. He may still own those single-family homes. We'll find out. He's a passive investor in multifamily apartment communities, over 1,000 doors as a passive investor. And he just happens to be an independent rental owner of two apartment communities, Gerard Bolsler. Gerard, thanks for coming on the show and sharing your time today.
Hey, good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me, and it's a pleasure to be joining you on the show.
Absolutely. Was excited to get you on the show, and there's some uniqueness about your story, and I wanted to share that with our listeners. And as we get into it, Gerard, why don't you provide us just a little bit of background about yourself?
Sure, Mike. I grew up in Long Island, New York, and you know, did what most of us in society were taught. You know, I got very good grades in school, went off to college, did very well there so I could go get a, you know, good high-earning job and then, you know, save money in a 401k and hope to be, have enough money to retire at age 65. But as time grew on and I wasn't really seeing the results that I wanted, in the corporate world, I decided that, you know, I had to make a change in my life in order to obtain greater results. And so I'll pick it up. In 2016, my wife and I had discussed moving from New York to another area of the country where the cost of living is lower and the quality of life is higher, because in New York it's opposite. You know, I was commuting 3 hours a day, daily grind from Long Island to Manhattan, and it was wearing on me. And like I said, I wasn't getting the results that I was looking to produce. So around that same time, fall of 2016, a friend of mine introduced me to Del Walmsley's radio show. Yeah. And that became part of my daily commute, as well as, you know, reading books about real estate investing and other podcasts. So I was using my commute time to my advantage and really was, you know, hungry to learn more.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I find it extremely interesting, because I think the typical listener out there looks at Wall Street and that whole world, New York City, as somewhat glamorous, somewhat big time, right? You've reached the big time. And here you are sharing with us that you had a 3 hour grinder back and forth every day. And I'm sure the pressures of the job were pretty intense. And already a Wall Street guy is looking for a different lifestyle. I think our average listener would find that 100% opposite of what they think the world was that you came from.
Yeah, you do make a good point there. I enjoyed what I was doing early on in my career, you know, working on the New York Stock Exchange, very high paced, frenetic pace, a lot of activity, running around screaming, waving paper, stuff like that. But I also watched how that entire industry evolved from paper to paperless and electronic trading. And I also watched how there were lots of mergers and acquisitions and a lot of middlemen being cut out of that business. And eventually in 2008, I was a victim of a job layoff. And later in 2008, I picked up my career doing the exact type of work that put me out, and it was electronic trading. I started to work in client support and servicing our clients and their trading, and worked at that next company for 9 years almost. But I didn't see, you know, a big increase in income, even with bonuses and raises.
Yeah.
And, you know, with, like I said earlier, with the high cost of living in New York, it's very hard to make ends meet, as well as, you know, having time for my family. being out of the house 12 hours a day. So I knew nothing was going to change unless I made a change myself.
Right, right. Did you move from New York prior to joining Lifestyles, or did you join first and then move? What was the transition?
It's very unique. I moved first. I would say within 8 months of the time my wife and I first talked about the move, we had landed in Cary, North Carolina, June 2017. And 1 month later, Lifestyles was offering a two-day seminar in Atlanta.
So oh, nice.
I got the green light. Yeah, I got the green light to go and made the six-hour drive because I was not able to take my W-2 job with me when I moved. So
yeah.
I basically had no income. I had proceeds from the sale of my house in New York and was going to live off that until I was able to either get a job, or I had looked into buying a franchise or real estate investing. So I attended the two-day seminar in Atlanta 1 month after I moved, and it's very eye-opening. Like many people say at Lifestyles, it's like drinking water out of a fire hose.
Yes.
What struck me was on day two, and multifamily, where you don't need a W-2 pay stub to qualify for the loan.
Yeah.
The bank is basically qualifying the income of the business, and that's when the light bulb went off, and I said, hey, I can start this career with my retirement funds that I've saved over my 17-year working career. And
yeah.
That's when I decided that was the direction I wanted to take and joined as a preferred member 2 months after that seminar.
Wonderful.
2017.
Wonderful. Well, I'm so glad that we had it in Atlanta to where it's at least accessible for you to go view that in person. And another thing I just want to say, I think that's an incredibly brave, burn the boats moment in your life where you and your wife left your job, left your W-2 income behind to go find a way forward to where you don't have to have that W-2. And when we come back, we've got just a few seconds here, but when we come back, I want to get into what you did within your real estate investing and how your life has changed going forward. I do want to say this, if you're listening to the show right now and you want to call in and talk to a very knowledgeable investor who changed his life, who retired, our number is 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335. And as always, you can send me an email, askmike@luinc.com. We'll be right back. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money. We'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
If you'd like to give us a call, I've got a very experienced investor who's owned single-family homes, who is an investor in passive apartment communities, over 1,000 doors, and just happens to own 2 apartment communities, Gerard Bolsler, and our number is 855-497-4335, or send me an email at askmike@luinc.com. So Gerard, when we left off, we were talking how you broke away from your Wall Street job seeking a better life. You essentially burned the boats. You didn't have a job, and y'all had moved to North Carolina, I believe. Was it North or South Carolina?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. So you left New York, you left Wall Street and Broadway for North Carolina. Good for you. I want to ask you this. your peers that you were working with in that side of the business, what are they thinking when you're leaving the stock trading world to go purchase real estate and make a living in that manner?
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, they were basically shocked. Someone giving up, you know, a six-figure salary, you know, a good-paying job with a company 401k matching contribution of 60%, which is kind of hard to give up.
Wow.
Yeah. And it did well for quite a few years there, but I was looking for more. You know, I was tired of being mediocre. There were, you know, people in our neighborhood or in my network that said, you know, we feel scared for you. Like, they were getting nervous for my upcoming situation, and I was ready to embrace it. You know, there were other people who thought, you know, you'll probably come back in a couple of years because, you know, you may not like it there, you may not find what you're looking for. And I left on good terms with my company, so they said, you're always welcome to have a job back here if things don't work out, but I never even really looked back. So, yeah, the peers in general were kind of shocked, and who knows what they talked about when I wasn't in the same room.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't let the negativity bother me. I thought the best thing about the move was now not having any distractions and having time on my side to learn the education that Lifestyles provides for its members, you know, getting it online and going through the coursework and attending events where you can learn from investors who have done it before and who are willing to share their knowledge, their financials, tour their properties in a very giving way and wanting you as sort of like the next generation of investors to pay it forward and watch you succeed.
Yeah, Lifestyles is absolutely a social real estate investment group, and a lot of people don't necessarily understand that. They feel that, okay, I can just kind of learn and take the education piece head on, but really our best learning is in that social environment where we have people sharing their investments, their skills, what they did, how they did it, the particulars of that, because there's always somebody in our group that I can tap on the shoulder and say, hey, here's my situation. What do you recommend here? When you discovered that, what were your thoughts? Did you find that different, unique? How'd that piece fit in for you?
All of the above. I mean, if I was, say, you know, just starting to build a team in a market or was looking for something maybe that I couldn't find on, say, the vendor list at Lifestyles, you know, I could reach out to an investor, and if they didn't, you know, necessarily have someone that I needed to add to my team, they would point me in the direction of another investor who they believed could help. And obviously that was huge for me because I need to build my network and build my team. And just to have that, you know, that like-mindedness and these people willing to share and help is a game changer. You don't see that in the corporate world. People are not very open and willing to share, you know, information, especially
that's for
know,
sure.
people with their clients, because if they give away their secrets, now they could lose their client, they could lose, you know, a large part of their, you know, their books or whatever, and potentially lose their job. So it's just completely opposite within the Lifestyles family.
No, you're exactly right. I've witnessed in the corporate world middle managers that wouldn't share with those that worked under them because they were scared that their rep underneath them would become better than they were, and then their job would be in jeopardy. So it's a vicious dog-eat-dog cycle. So you joined in 2017. I'm looking at your portfolio. By April of 2018, you had purchased three single-family homes. I want to ask you this. Where are those homes? Do you still own them? And what was your thought process behind starting with the houses?
The homes? We're in Memphis, Tennessee, one of the best cash flow markets in the country. And the reason why and by the way, I have sold those homes, so I do no longer own any single family properties.
Okay.
The reason why I bought those homes, and I couldn't do it with conventional financing because I didn't have the W-2 pay stub part. You know, I have great credit. You know, I had some assets in retirement accounts.
Yeah.
But I bought these homes. These are classy neighborhoods where the rent-to-value ratio exceeds 1%, where the sweet spot is between maybe $55,000 and $85,000. And my whole goal at this point was replacement income. You know, I'm making X in a job, and I need to now achieve X to replace that salary. And even though I was looking for multifamily, early 2018, I wasn't seeing much in my area in North Carolina. And
yeah,
I went ahead, had connections and had a team in Memphis and bought three properties in 2 months cash. And eventually in 2019 was able to refinance 70% of the equity out and get a portfolio loan.
Excellent.
So over time, I was able to take those proceeds and get into two passive deals with that, and then use some of the leftover proceeds to we'll get into this next segment, but my independent rental owner property.
So outstanding.
The cash was used. It was used towards, you know, deploying everything in the right place.
Okay. I like the strategy. So you'd mentioned passive investing, and that's something I'm extremely focused on myself, is growing that passive portfolio on that side. But you're in six passive deals, and they're all over the place: Georgia, Texas, Kentucky, Tennessee. What's your long-term plan on the passive side? Are you going to continue to grow that, or you're just going to focus on independent rental? What are your thoughts there?
It's going to be a little bit of both, Mike. Because I have two sons, I figure I'd always like to have two IRO properties where, you know, over time I can continue to exchange them and purchase bigger and better cash flowing properties that will someday be given to them as part of my legacy when I pass on. Yeah. But with all of the refinance proceeds and sales proceeds from the passive deals I'm already in, I would definitely like to grow the portfolio to, you know, north of 20 or 30 deals, you know, as my wealth grows.
Yeah, it's
so a little bit of both.
You kind of plant those seeds on the passive side, and I look at my portfolio, okay, I have houses over here, and I've got passive deals over here, and you plant those seeds on the passive deals, and yes, as they refi, as they sell, you just put those proceeds into more deals, and so you might have six this year, and by next year, you might be in eight, and by the year after that, you might be in 12, but it's a beautiful thing to kind of sit back and see the fruits of those initial investments. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We'll be right back with Gerard Bolsler, and we'll talk about his independent rental owner properties that he purchased.
Lifestyles Unlimited invites you to the world's largest wealth and passive income expo, September 3rd and 4th, Irving, Texas. You'll connect with successful investors and industry experts. Learn being real estate retired at any age. Attend breakout sessions with industry experts. Learn from real people successfully investing in real estate right now. Leave with your passive income plan in hand. The entire Lifestyles Unlimited team of realtors, mentors, educators, and operational consultants want to meet you Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th in the Metroplex, Irving Convention Center, Las Colinas. Join thousands of top investors and multimillionaire real estate investor Dell Wamsley. Dell is mentor to top award-winning investors across the country. Go to WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Enter promo code FREEDOM and receive $97 off any pass or package. That's WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Promo code FREEDOM. WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And yes, we're always working on your financial freedom. And I have a guest on the show today that embodies financial freedom. His name's Gerard Bolsler. And I admire Gerard because he was smart enough to realize that while he worked in the financial markets in New York City, he was smart enough to realize that there was something much more important than a large W-2 paycheck, and that was his family. And he essentially, not only was he smart enough, he was then brave enough to take action and do something about it. And that's what a lot of people, they're stuck in a position, and they're just looking at it through this telescope, and they're kind of, woe is me, here's my world, but they're not taking action to change it because they're kind of stuck in this conventional side that we're all taught from a very, very young age. Go to school, get good grades, get a great job, or go to college, then get a great job and feed a 401k for the rest of your life. And if you have any questions for Gerard or myself, our number is 855-497-4335. So Gerard, let's talk about what you did when you took action. You got your houses, you started investing in passive apartment communities, And then you really took on the grand prize. You went ahead and said, I'm going to buy an apartment community for myself as an independent rental owner. Why did you decide on owning the community yourself and not continuing as a passive or becoming a lead investor?
I wanted to prove to myself that I could, you know, buy a property and manage it and operate it successfully using my own time, money, and risk before I were to, say, become a lead investor and then be a steward of other people's money. So to do that first, to prove to myself, I thought would, it opens a world of opportunity. And I wanted to take that direction because I wanted the freedom of, you know, having my own schedule, time, and, you know, doing things on my terms.
Yeah.
And that was why I wanted to start off on this path. The deal that I found was a 16-unit property, garden-style, Class C apartments built in 1979. And it was fully occupied when I purchased the deal. Rents were $480 a door when the market was about $530. These are all two-bed, one-bath apartments.
Yeah.
850 square feet or so. And I went in there right away and started rating my residents to see who was paying well or not and who was keeping the property in good condition and who needed to go.
Yeah.
And 9 of the 16 leases were month to month, so I started to manage
wow.
that in an appropriate way to get some rent increases and some 12-month leases in order and started rehabbing late in 2018. And of the 16 units now, 12 have been fully renovated.
Excellent. What'd you do to those units?
Well, the first thing that we started doing, we replaced all the windows on the property. That was the first major project. I don't think they had been replaced in the 40 years of production.
Yeah.
I think the great thing about that is, you know, residents are paying their own electric. So now having better insulation keeps their bills down. There's less noise in the apartment. So it was a big value add right off the bat, and I think the residents were very happy with that.
Yeah, I'm sure vinyl window, double pane, energy efficient, that sort of thing?
Absolutely, yep.
Yeah, and that's such a big change. I mean, people may be thinking, oh, it's just a window, but if you're taking out some, I don't know if it was metal or wood, some ancient window, and it's hot in the summer and cold in the winter, and you put in a vinyl window, it's a game changer, just that little right there makes a big difference.
Absolutely.
So what'd you spend on the rehab on the entire property? Is that where you saw the opportunity was to come in and lift it a little bit and make it more appealing to a resident?
Yes. Even though it was 100% occupied, it became a value play. And I'm just staggered by the rents that I'm able to get at this apartment community. As of now, rents have increased 49% in 3 years. Like I said, they were $480 a door when I took over, and now they're about $720 a door.
Excellent.
And the rehabs cost anywhere between $6,000 to $8,000, depending. We had to remove wallpaper in some units. Every back door of the community was replaced. I mean, they were stripped down. These doors were stripped down to the metal.
Yeah.
And I was able to get good pricing doing like a bulk order from the supplier and get that and get those installed. The property is also master metered, and I was looking for ways to lower the water expense, and so low flow toilets were installed in every unit for water conservation and to lower those expenses, and they've gone down, my gosh, $300 to $400 a month.
Wow.
They've all been replaced.
So I want to jump in just for our listener. I want people to understand is we don't just go in and raise the rents. That's not a plan. Yes. Do we want to get the rents higher? Yes. How do we justify that? Well, we take a place that's beat up and you're living in there and it's a drag and you're making it a really nice place to live. Best product, best price. And when you do that, people will gladly pay you more. I've seen residents not leave and their rent's $200-$300 higher and they're happy to have it because it's such a nice place to live. And so that's the game plan there. Sorry, Gerard, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I kind of wanted to get that out there so our listeners understand exactly what the game plan is when we take on these properties.
Absolutely, Mike. I mean, there was just a ton of deferred maintenance that needed to be taken care of. You know, I wanted the property to have nice curb appeal, but also a place for residents that could call you know, their apartment home. I've probably spent north of $150,000 to date on rehabs, but it's commanded rent increases that I never even thought was possible. So the plan worked, and I was able to refinance the property last August, and it was about 102% return.
Outstanding.
Return on investment on the refinance. And I am looking to exchange this property and buy replacement property before the end of the year.
Yeah.
And I think that between the refinance and the sale of the property, I'm looking at about a 340% return on those two events combined.
Wow. What a great job. You took I like to say you took an apartment complex and you turned it into an apartment community. And not only did you do a good thing, 300% return on that investment. What would you say your overall keys to success? Because that's your first property. Any surprises, any fears, any issues, that sort of thing?
Number one on my priority list was to fix everything. And, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day, so it took time to plan things out and prioritize which projects would happen when. And I built a lot of relationships, face-to-face relationships with local vendors. The property's located about an hour and 15-minute drive from where I live, and I thought it was important to go out there and really, you know, tell these vendors what my why is, what my goals are, and, you know, so they can understand what the game plan is. Also, listening to resident concerns. Even though there is third-party management at this property, the manager's probably, you know, the office might be a mile or two away. Every time I go on site to, you know, check up on things, investigate and inspect and, you know, do what needs to be done, I gladly just, you know, let residents speak about how they feel about things and, you know, let them get things off their chest. And whatever concerns they have, I'm willing to address, whether I can do it or find the right team member to go do it. In doing what I've done with, you know, the rehab, I've been able to get those rents to almost beyond market rates at this point. You know, at this point, I feel like I've become the market leader because my real estate agent hasn't really been able to find comps that have really exceeded mine. So by fixing everything, it really is a domino effect of, you know, making really a great property for residents to live in.
And you hit on a lot there. It's not just the physical pieces of the property that you're fixing. You're going in and you're making sure that there's superior management. You're making sure that there's the customer, right? The resident has a voice. So you did that. And yes, that makes them feel comfortable. That makes them happy to live in this apartment community. Great job, Gerard. When we come back after a break, we'll talk about what you're doing to continue on in the future. My name is Mike Harrison, and this is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Del Wamsley talks about finding that one thing that made sense for the lifestyle.
I looked at franchises. I looked at multi-level marketing. I looked at everything in the world. But nothing made as much sense as buying one simple little rental property.
Real estate is your best option. Real estate makes sense. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your first rental property. Join our live online free workshop to find out more. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. I thank you for tuning in today. I have a very seasoned independent rental owner investor on the show, Gerard Bolsler, and Gerard's in North Carolina. And if you missed any of our earlier segments of the show, you can always find us at the Lifestyles Unlimited website. That's at lifestylesunlimited.com. If you go there, click on the radio button and go down, scroll all the way down, hit the search bar, and you can type in Mike Harrison. You'll find all my shows. And if you don't want to do that, you can just see all the shows there. Or we're always on your favorite podcast app. And yes, we have our own YouTube channel on YouTube. It's Lifestyles Unlimited. Type that in and you'll find us there. So, Gerard, I want to go into, we were talking about your first independent rental property, and now you're the owner of a second one, and I see it's in South Carolina. Is that really far away from you, or are you close to the border? I don't know where you are geographically.
It's further away than the first property, Mike. It is over the border. It's captured in the Charlotte MSA.
Okay.
About a three-hour drive from my house, and I knew it was imperative to have third-party management to oversee the property because of the distance.
Gotcha. Same kind of plan for this one? You see it as a value play?
Actually, it's quite the opposite. I bought this deal in December of last year, 11-unit townhomes, and the interiors are already all rehabbed. I believe prior ownership had put in north of $200,000 to renovate those units. At the time, before the rehabs happened, they were getting $600 a door for a two-bed, one-and-a-half-bath, 1,200-square-foot townhome. Once the renovations were completed, the owner was getting $1,100 on average per door. And I've gone through a few turnovers about in the last month or so, and I've been able to push rents to $1,225. So even though the full-on renovations have happened, you know, doing quick make-ready and, you know, adding a little bit of value there, there's hot demand in Rock Hill, South Carolina right now. Population is growing. Jobs are going there. Rent is also growing. It's the trifecta you're looking for as a real estate investor. So completely opposite of the my first IRO deal.
Okay, nice. I like that you're seeing this and you're seeing the opportunity. So basically a yield play. You just kind of purchase it and plug and play and make sure it's managed in the right way and it's kind of taking care of itself.
Yeah, absolutely. In 6 months, it's generating between 10 to 12% return.
Outstanding.
Cash on cash.
Gotta love it. Let me ask you this, because you're living in both worlds, or you had lived in that conventional world, and now you're living in the, what kind of day are you having as a real estate investor? It's always a great day as a real estate investor, right? I want to ask you this. Do you find it interesting that people who retire conventionally, they're using this model of save and then bleed down the wealth annually and gradually, but real estate investors, we're in a much different model. We see it 180 degrees different in that our wealth and income grow annually. What are your thoughts on that transition to people? Because a lot of people they don't understand, or they don't believe, or they just don't think it's true that you can do that.
I think the conventional way, Mike, is too risky, and it's way too complicated trying to figure out how long you need to work, and then how many years you have until you're going to die, and how much money you have over that period of time, and how much you need each year. To me, it's crazy. I could never live that way, and I'm glad, you know, being middle-aged now, that I've been able to transition into, you know, the mindset of a real estate investor, where I'm continuing to grow wealth every year. But we have so many benefits as real estate investors in terms of the principal pay down and equity buildup in these properties, the tax benefits, the monthly or quarterly cash flow that you know, contributes to wealth building. And you don't get that in traditional investments like in stocks and mutual funds, you know, unless you're getting paid dividends, and those are taxed.
Yes.
So, I mean, when done correctly, there are benefits, so many different profit centers that you get as a real estate investor. And, you know, I think for most folks out there, unless they really learn this stuff and go to a lifestyles event and talk to people other than myself who are doing it or have done it, that's when the light bulb could go off or the eye will open. It doesn't happen overnight. It does take time. Don't get me wrong, but there are other models out there than just the conventional one.
There are, and people don't realize that. And the odd thing is they think it's crazy to leave that. And here you and I are looking at it and we're like, no, you're living in this 401k world. That's incredibly risky. And it doesn't work for the majority of people out there. And listening to you say it, you had a pretty sweet deal with your company as far as the 401k goes. But it's the metaphorical golden goose, right? I'm going to buy a goose. I'm going to take care of it. I'm going to make sure that it has everything it needs. And it's going to give us a golden egg once a month. And that's essentially what these apartment communities are. You take care of them, and every month you've got that golden egg that comes out. Let me ask you this. Would you describe what you have done as a real estate investor? You bought houses, you've done the passive, and now you're the independent rental owner. Would you describe anything that you've done as difficult or complicated?
Maybe at the beginning, like at the front end of getting everything in place. And what I mean by that is, first and foremost, you need to know what your goals are. And once you know what you're looking for, like, for example, for my own situation, I needed to replace W-2 income. I didn't invest in single family houses the traditional lifestyles way. I bought, you know, basically a turnkey property with a resident and a property manager in place and was receiving cash flow on day one. After your goals, I think you need to also understand what market you want to be invested in. And after that, you need to have that team built as well. So really buying the property is the fourth most important thing on my list of criteria.
Yeah.
I could tell you, though, that by liquidating my retirement funds within about 15 months from the end of 2017 to the beginning of 2019, I was able to take about $600,000 and retire myself in 3 years through monthly and quarterly cash flow from my real estate investments. You know, I've doubled my net worth in 2.5 years. I've more than replaced my W-2 income in 2.5 to 3 years. You know, I live more. I stress less. I have more quality time with my family. And I'm just a regular guy. I just was tired of, being a wandering generality and being mediocre. And I'm just so thankful that I found Lifestyles, because if you have the time and are willing to take action, it will change your life.
Yeah. What's your family thought about the transition you made? How'd they accept it? And I'm sure they look at it today completely different than they did in 2017. What were the thoughts of some members of your family or people that are close to you?
Sure. I mean, like my extended family, I think that, they still really don't understand it, although I have sent them radio shows I've been on in the past and try to see if they'll listen and kind of understand what I'm doing. But, I just think they have that limited mindset, that thinking, I'm too old, I can't do it. I said, yes, yeah. You can. You just need to find the time to do it. And like we spoke about earlier, when you're working, 50, 60, 70 hours a week, there's no time left over for ourselves, at the end. And if you don't make the time, you're just going to keep kicking the can down the road and never get started. And that is the hardest thing, is getting started.
You're exactly right.
I've only been doing
right.
this for 3 years and three short years. I turned 43 next month. And I just think that the whole future opens up for myself, for my family, for my sons, who are also passive investors in my South Carolina IRO deal. We've taken their funds from their bank account, and they are getting a monthly return on their on the funds that they've invested with me. So yeah. Over time, I can teach them and show them, this is what passive investing is like. So I'm really starting to educate them at an early age.
If nothing else, there's no time involved in passive investing. You join, you take the education piece online, you pass that, go to the 2-day, but then passive investing, if you talk about time, it's basically reviewing a private placement memorandum and then cutting a check, essentially, and investing in the deal. So there's no time at all. We've got a few seconds. For anyone listening right now, Gerard, that's on the fence, what would you say to them to kind of push them to get started?
It really comes down to, looking in the mirror and evaluating your life. And if you're happy with it, great. But if you're not, nothing's going to change unless you change yourself. We all have the same hours in a day. How you spend your time is your priority. We don't get any more time. It's our most limited resource. So my advice is to take action and look up Lifestyles Unlimited and learn more. And understand that real estate investing has so many different profit centers, and it can change your life when you're invested correctly in the right markets. And it's really getting educated first before you just say, I have money and I want to buy a deal. It really comes down to education and having coaching and mentorship, which is what Lifestyles provides. And like I said, I've never been happier, finding Lifestyles at the time in my life when I did.
Wonderful. It is all about getting started. Gerard, I really appreciate you coming on today's show, and thanks for sharing your information with our listener. For the rest of you out there, my name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited radio show. I want you to understand, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Make it a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.